This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my gosh, the news is crazy, crazy, crazy. Get this. A coven of witches will gather on October the 20th to put a hex on Justice Kavanaugh. And one of my friends tweeted about it and says, if they have that kind of power, why wouldn't they use it to stop climate change? And I missed the rest of the tweet. But it's true. If they had that kind of power, why wouldn't they have stopped Justice Kavanaugh? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Bill Mitchell tweeted, Trump destroys his enemies not by silencing them, but by sunlighting them, like vampires. He puts them center stage, hands in the mic, and lets them destroy themselves. He's not trying to make Democrats stop being Democrats. He's making them show who they really are. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I do the same thing. I have Democrats show who they really are. I tell them, call the show. You want to be on? We'll Skype. I'll put you on any way you want to get on. I'll let you talk. And I'll even make them a deal so that they feel comfortable. I'll say, as I said, I'll ask you a few questions. I don't need more than 10. Within 4 questions, I will showcase to you, my audience, the vast audience that is the Kevin Jackson Show, and it is growing. But I will showcase to you just how bad Democrats are. They can't even articulate their own argument, their own discussion. And I've done it before just to prove to you guys it's a simple thing to do. And I was riding with Miranda, one of my – I don't call people employees or whatever. She's one of our partners in the business. And she was like, Kevin, how do you argue effectively? And we were going through it. And I told her just – first thing, just go opposite. If you know you're right, if you say pedophiles do not make good babysitters – there's nothing somebody can say to you that will, you know, that they can twist you up like, well, Kevin, that's like saying non-pedophiles do make good babysitters. You go, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you see how opposites work there? But if you say, you know, if it's, you get what I'm saying? I can flip it. If you say pedophiles make good babysitters, my question to you would be, would you allow your children to be babysit by pedophiles? And I would just say, I'd say, so you want to convince me that a person who would take advantage of children should be put in charge of children, right? It's an easy thing to do. You don't have, this is not rocket science, folks. But if you're right, it doesn't work because it's impossible to flip something that where you're in the right side of an argument. You get what I'm saying? Try it with illegal immigration, try it with tax policy, whatever. Kevin, you need to tax the rich. So by taxing the rich, you mean you should just give to the poor. Yeah, okay. Well, what is the is there an incentive to work? Well, yes. Does work create a feeling of euphoria? Do you feel a sense of accomplishment? How would you describe work? Would you rather earn something or would you rather it be given to you? You get what I'm saying? I've only asked you 3 or 4 questions there, but pretty – if you answer yes to any one of them, you're in trouble. Nobody, look, I get it. We all want to get free things. It's fun to get a gift. But it's not fun to be beholden to someone. So I'd say something like this. So let me ask you this. If you have set up a standard of living, and I'm providing that standard of living, do you feel beholden to me? Yeah. Well, yes, Kevin. Okay. So let's say you want to increase your standard of living. How do you do that? Well, you've got to come to me. So what if I tell you, then, no, you must live within the standard of living that I've set. You go beyond that, you're on your own. What do you do then? Well, I have a choice. I go beyond. Okay, great. So we're getting somewhere. So if you, but how many people are going to opt to stay in there? You get what I'm saying? I'm going to continue to take this little thing down the rabbit hole because if you tell me, I want to be free. I want to be, you know, I want to go do something for my. Okay, great. So you like the feeling, that euphoric feeling of accomplishment. So you really don't want somebody to give you something for nothing. And if you stay, I'm going to say, okay, so you're one of the people who's willing to settle, set a limit, and say, I will live within that limit. Well, let's explore that a little bit further. What if the cost of living goes up? The price of electricity, the price of gas, or whatever, and it doesn't meet the needs of what you have. Or you're saying to me, you and millions of other people are very complacent. You're not going to want the new Xbox or the new car or the new this. You are right there happy. How many people do you believe fit that bill? This is an easy exercise. Oh, man. Let's see what we got here. The witches going after Kavanaugh. Trump, you know, the thing about Bill Mitchell's comment about Trump destroying people by putting them in the light. There were a group of Democrats who said Donald Trump wants to squash the media. Now, what's funny about it is that's what the left wants to do. And they've done it. Barack Obama was the worst president for the media, threatening to put people in prison in the media, using the NSA to go after their records, their phone, whatever. He's horrible. But they say Trump wants to shut down. Trump's saying, look, I'd love to deal with the media, but they're very crooked. He was on 60 Minutes and he was talking about how crooked the media is. And he goes, because Leslie Saul says, were there any surprises? He says, I knew the media was fake. I didn't know they were that fake. Number one. Number two, he said, I was very surprised at how bad Washington really is. He goes, I knew it was bad. I knew it was a swamp. But here's what I loved about it. We got a couple of clips. He says, I like it. You know, he's like, you know, I've got my sea legs. I know what I'm doing. And I predicted this. I told everybody this. I said, Donald Trump, when he first got, he's one of the first guys that took over the presidency who wasn't afraid. That's number one. No fear. New job, new, you know, as he said in the interview, I was surprised to have my friends calling me Mr. President. I'm still, you know, Donald. But he goes, other than that, he goes, you know, I was ready. It's no big. It's like, okay, let's do this. You got to love that confidence. I don't know if you saw the interview. I didn't watch it. I just saw clips of it. Leslie Stahl, my gosh, one of the worst interviews. It is so overladen with leftism. It's crazy. Trump even calls her out on it. If you get a chance, you want. There's a condensed version floating around. But anyway, he's talking about it got easier. I'm 2 years in. He's like, this is nothing. He goes, this is a negotiation now. I understand it. I got my sea legs. And I told everybody, wait until Donald Trump gets his sea legs. He is going to shock the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Back in Washington, he's had to deal with reports of internal strife in his administration.
The anonymous column that ran in the New York Times, the author, we don't
whoever
know
it is, maybe it was the New York Times, too.
Paints a picture.
No, but by the way, you don't know how dishonest the New York Times is. It could have been the New York Times. I doubt it.
Okay.
But it could have been.
I doubt it.
It also could have been anywhere. Well, don't count on it. It also could have been any one of 3,000 people.
The anonymous op-ed column told of a resistance within the Trump administration who've questioned his fitness for office.
You have said that this administration is like a smooth-running machine, and yet we keep hearing that the White House is in chaos.
It's wrong. It's so false. It's fake news. I'm changing things around, and I'm entitled to. I have people now on standby that will be phenomenal. They'll come into the administration. They'll be phenomenal.
More people going to go?
Yeah, other people will go, sure.
There's so many people. You have a kind of a record of turnover.
I think I have a great cabinet. There are some people that I'm not happy with.
Who are you not happy with?
No, I don't want to say that. But
come on.
No, I don't want to say that, but I have some people that I'm not thrilled with, and I have other people that I'm beyond thrilled with.
What about General Mattis? Is he going to leave?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't told me that.
You
I have a good relationship with him. It could be that he is. I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well. He may leave. I mean, at some point, everybody leaves. Everybody, people leave. That's Washington.
The First Lady.
Yes.
Melania. She said that there are still people in the White House that she doesn't trust and that you shouldn't trust.
I feel the same way. I don't trust everybody in the White House. I'll be honest with you.
You go to a meeting, do you have to wonder? Is he wearing a wire?
Not so much a wire. I'm usually guarded, and I think I'm guarded anyway. But I'm not saying I trust everybody in the White House. I'm not a baby. It's a tough business. This is a vicious place. Washington, D.C. is a vicious, vicious place. The attacks, the bed-mouthing, the speaking behind your back. But, you know, in my way, I feel very comfortable here.
It takes the president a while to find his sea legs.
I think so. I mean, I felt comfortable at the beginning, other than it was a little surreal to say I'm the president of the United States, but I think that's true with everybody.
POTUS.
Now I very much feel like POTUS. I do. I feel like the president. You know, for a little while, it's like, Mr. President, sir. It's even my friends, they call me, they don't call me Donald, but they call me Mr. President. I say, will you please loosen up? I've learned on the job. I have.
And you feel comfortable.
I feel very comfortable, yeah.
That was such a great interview. I saw a synopsis. And Donald Trump was quintessential Trump. Leslie Stahl interrupting. You can just, the sense of liberalism oozing from her. Like, she questions him about NATO. And Trump's like, what are you talking about? Look, we need NATO, but they need to pay their bills. She talks about, and what about trade with our partners? It seems very adversarial. He's like, what are you talking about? We've not only taken care of them militarily, we've allowed them to fleece us through our trade policy. And you want to call them friends? He's like, look, I'm friendly with them. But that's not the way friends are. Trump gives you such a dose of common sense. And it's funny to watch a person who you think, like a Leslie Stahl, who's pretty learned. And you think, yeah, she's got it together. Surely she can see the logic. She can't see it. He's talking about, she says something about trade policy. Like, you know, China's retaliated. What are you going to do? He's like, what are you talking about? We get $100 billion from them. They get $500 and something billion from us. How do you feel like we're going to lose this? It so illuminates how the left believe it's scary. But one of the things that he said, and by the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. President Trump talked about General Mattis. And he says, you know, I think he's a Democrat. He goes, you know, he's a good guy, but I think he's a Democrat. And I thought to myself about an article we wrote a while back, and people were so mad at me because they were, he's Mad Dog Madison. We love the guy and all this. And here's what we wrote this. Here's what it says. General Mattis completely breaks from the president in support for U.S.-led NATO. This includes U.S. troops in Eastern Europe. And we wrote this. No harm, no foul. NATO's going to have to pull its own weight. Further, a NATO-led military would likely fall under American authority. So we blew that off. But we said, in a very leftist move, Mattis favors placing of women in combat roles. Further, Mattis opposed President Trump's travel restrictions on Muslims from countries with terrorist ties. Next, Mattis believes climate change is real. And Obama and Mattis believe climate change is a threat to national security. And all we were doing was, I was showing people that Mattis is more in line with Barack Obama than he is President Trump. So here's what the article read. Unlike many of President Trump's cabinet picks, Mattis faced little opposition in his confirmation. Much of this can be attributed to the near mythical status Mattis has attained over his 33-year career. Regardless, many Democrats in Washington were a little too giddy with the selection of Mattis to head the Pentagon. As Fox News reported, the Senate cleared a similar measure easily, 81-17, after 30 Democrats, including Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, backed the bill. The legislation is separate from a Senate vote confirmation on Mattis, but it signals there will be no real hurdle to approving Trump's choice. So we were just showing that it was a simple thing. They love the guy. So the man affectionately known as Mad Dog might be anti-Trump. That seems to be what many are believing and hoping. Congressman Seth Mouton, who served under General Mattis, wrote in the USA Today, Mattis stands as a remarkably qualified leader. I know he's someone who will actually stand up to President Trump. Before Trump realizes this himself, Democrats would be wise to have this debate, then grant an exemption to confirm him as our next Secretary of Defense. They knew what was coming. The Denver Post agreed. I'm not going to read any more of this article. You can read it. It's called Mattis More Aligned Obama Than Trump. Here's what I'll tell you. Mattis did not want many of the hardcore conservatives that were being recommended to him. He declined them. He brought in a bunch of pro-Obama deep state people. People think I'm lying. I got more heat for this article. It was written by one of my writers. His name is Chris. And when Chris sent it to me, I didn't know as much about Mattis. I heard he was a mad dog. He's a Marine Corps general. Shoot, that's all I got to hear. This guy is a deep state operative. And Trump realizes it. And he alluded to it in the 60 Minutes meeting. But read that article for yourself. Ascertain for yourself what you think. And I'm going to tell you, when Chris sent it to me, I was like, I was a Mattis fan. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. After I read that article and started doing more research on my own, I said, man, Mattis is a cancer inside of the Trump administration. And he certainly was and continues to be more aligned with Obama than he is with Trump. And that's the key. You can't look, Trump's telling you, I don't have all the right picks. And that's what he said in the interview. He goes, I got people ready to go. And I'm weeding people out because, as he said, I got my sea legs. That's what you should feel good about. This man now understands his job and he knows his personnel. Democrats, you're in big trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with the king today. Now, this as police searching the Saudi consulate in Istanbul believe they found evidence that the Washington Post journalist was killed there. Republican Senator Joe Wilson of South Carolina on Pompeo and this meeting.
I have absolute faith in Mike Pompeo. He knows what he's doing, and this can lead to sanctions, the freeze of assets, the barring of travel, and it can be specific to individuals, but it can also be companies and entire countries.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Tuesday on Capitol Hill, Glenn Simpson, the co-founder of Fusion GPS, which is that research firm that was behind the unverified Democrat-funded anti-President Trump dossier, invoked his Fifth Amendment before a House Judiciary Committee. Simpson did not answer questions as well as he arrived to the committee room. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Michael Cohen was to be the undoing of Donald J. Trump. Because, guess what? Who knows more about a man than his attorney? Now, you might say, wait a minute. His wife, Kevin, she knows a lot about him. Let me tell you something. Melania knows a lot about her husband. His attorney knows more. His mistress knows more than his wife. I'm kidding. That was a joke. Stormy Daniels, how much does she know? Really? Yeah, those are the jokes. No, look, seriously, your attorney, if you've ever had an attorney, your attorney says, look, you can go, you can tell stuff you want to your shrink, you can tell stuff to your friends. When you come in here, you got to bring me some truth. Some truth, T-R-U-F, or T-R-O-O-F, however you want to spell it. You got to bring some truth, because he can't protect you if you don't give him the truth. And Cohen was Trump's attorney when he was the Donald, not when he was Mr. President. So I don't know how long they had a pretty long relationship. I didn't look it up. Did you guys look it up? I didn't look it up. It was a pretty long relationship. You know, one of my buddies is a songwriter, and he says to me, he's an old country boy, North Carolina, he says, Kevin, I was told when you write a hit song, you got to get yourself, what do you say, attorney, so, get an attorney, and I think he said attorney, but I know his second part was in a Jewish accountant. Nobody wanted a Jewish accountant. Sounded rather stereotypical to me. Unless he was saying needed somebody that was really qualified and understood the numbers. Okay, I got you. I'm going to put my friend on blast. Right, Brian? But yeah, he said something. What did he say? You got to get something in a Jewish accountant. Accountant. Can't remember the first thing. Maybe it was a black maid. I'm kidding. Maybe it was a Guatemalan midget. Well, Donald Trump opted for the Jewish lawyer, Michael Cohen. So Cohen knew the inner workings of the Trump enterprise, the Trump empire, right? I mean, he would have to, including all the bimbos who either wanted to wage a lawsuit or sued Donald Trump just because they were in a picture together. People, let me explain something to you. Most people don't understand this because you're not asked to take pictures. These days, you better be very careful when you take a picture, because you could end up in a Kavanaugh-like situation. I was using this scenario, I don't know, did we do it on the show? But I was talking about, if girls wanted to go, I think I did talk about this the other day. If the girls wanted to go after a boy in high school, and they were at a party with him, they were at the park or the lake or the library, and three different girls said, so-and-so, you know, Johnny, little Johnny raped me at the park, another one says he raped me at the party. Another one says he raped me in the library. And little Johnny's phone pings at each of those locations at the time of the so-called sexual assault. That kid might go to prison. over lies. Get X number of people who collude and say that happened, and you can be arrested and sent to prison. Now, imagine if three guys got together and said, let's say that Candy, she sexually assaulted us. You at the party, you at the lake, and you at the library. How far do they get with that story? How far do they get with that? Not very far. I can answer it for you. But anyway, this guy, Cohen, he's handling all of Donald Trump's stuff. You know, many frivolous lawsuits, the type that gets waged against guys like him. Billionaires get sued a lot for no reason, folks, I'm telling you. So the Democrats tried to get Trump with these bimbo eruptions, but they implemented their devious plan only after they helped Trump get the nomination. Do you guys remember that? The irony. We want Donald Trump. So they conspired against other candidates. They wanted to face Trump, thinking the Me Too movement would take the man down. But they failed miserably. And there's a simple reason why. Nobody believes a billionaire playboy has trouble getting the nay-nay from the ladies. As Trump said in the Billy Bush tapes, well, you know what I'm talking about. And look, there are conservative women out there going, you know, my husband is a great man, but had I been able to date a billionaire and he be interested in me, I mean, it's a game changer. Melania, I mean, God bless her. She's a stunner. She's a lucky lady. I'm not saying because the dude is rich. I'm saying Trump was he's a catch. He's a good looking guy, tall and handsome, as they say. And I don't look at Trump. He's no Brad Pitt. You know what I'm saying? But he's a good looking guy. A billionaire, a mover and a shaker. I mean, have you ever been around these folks? Because I have. Let me tell you, billionaires get treated. I went to a buddy of mine, he's a billionaire, he invited me to come to he lives on a resort. This is before I lived in Phoenix, and he flew me in. And then I take a car, I go into this place, I won't say the name of it, but it's a very private place. I put my stuff up in a house. The house I had that he let me use was 3,000 square feet. He owned four of them inside of this place. So I go over to the country club where I'm going to golf, and I'm, trying to put my clubs up, and I'm looking around. These guys come out, and they're like, may I help you, sir? I'm like, yeah. And two or three people ask me, and finally a guy comes up. He's like, sir, who are you looking for? And I give the name of this billionaire. And then these guys swarmed me like fish, like I was feeding them. Oh my gosh, let me get your clothes, let me get your shoes, let me pass them. And it became, holy cow, he's right in here. And suddenly I felt like I was Cleopatra, and these dudes were carrying me in to go meet with my buddy who's over behind having lunch, he and his wife and another guy. And that's how, it was so different. I've never been treated like that in my life. It was totally amazing. It's different. So nobody believed the bimbo attack on Trump because they're going, are you kidding? This dude's a billionaire. He doesn't have to do anything to get women to throw themselves at him. And post-presidency, Democrats continue to attack Trump. And the bimbo of choice this particular time was Stormy Daniels. So they had all these women pre-presidency that were attacking Trump. And I don't even remember the ladies, but they had, or the women, I'm not gonna call them ladies. And then they got Gloria Allred, who was gonna represent one. Then it was gonna be a class action representation, like all these women. And we the public said, hold on a minute. Really? Donald Trump could put five women up in penthouse apartments at Trump Tower and never have to leave. You know what I'm saying? He could just go from room. In fact, he could do it 31 days just to be on the safe side and have one every day of the month. So what are you talking about? And they wanted you to believe that this man needs to get with a porn star or some of these other bimbos that they brought out. And oh my gosh, look at what he was doing. It was as unbelievable as Julie Swetnick. I'm honestly amazed at times what Democrats now believe they can make us believe. Look, we are not low information voters. We knew exactly what was happening pre-election with all of these women, and you got it, and I believe many Democrats got it. Now, the biggest issue at the time, I think, was when Trump started talking about the economy and how he was going to turn around. But I think people were also putting two and two together and saying, look, this is an attack on his manhood. This is an attack on, well, why is it that he needs to go under attack for potential, you know, for dating or whatever he decided to do? And when you put two and two together, you go, this guy's a billionaire. He could have put up 30 day. He could have put up a woman a day. Let's be honest. He could have put up a woman a year. I don't know how many rooms are in Trump Tower, but he could have had a different woman put up in Trump Tower every day of the year. Never slept with the same one for a year, and then rinse and repeat. And they want you to believe, oh no, he's a womanizer. Look at what he's doing. Then they made him racist, and they showed a picture of him. He dated a black woman right after he divorced Ivanka. Ivana. He dated a black woman, and he's a racist. Really? What about this? Oh my goodness. And what about Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton in New York, giving him awards for everything he's done for black folks? Oh yeah, there is that. But they wanted to bring him down. The bimbo eruption was supposed to do him in. And then when it didn't work, because Trump ignored it, he was like, whatever, I'm a billionaire. Yeah, you'll figure it out. And of course, women figured it out because they were like, shoot, a good looking dude with that kind of coin driving around in limos and private jets and eating at the best restaurants and going to the best parties. Are you kidding me? Sign me up. Dudes that weren't even gay were going, sign me up. Let people know I'm dating Donald Trump. Are you kidding? So, yes, the people were like, oh, whatever. And then Stormy Daniels comes in because they figure, oh, well, this is an affair. Happened before his marriage, but who cares? A short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I've got an agenda talking about Donald Trump's attorney, his shyster lawyer, his attorney before he was president, guy that was handling his real estate empire and so on and so forth, and the fact that the Democrats put a lot of stock into Michael Cohen being the undoing of Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson. You're listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Hope you get in contact with us. We love reaching out. We love when you reach out and talk to us. Let us know what's going on. And by the way, getting a lot of markets now calling in and giving us feedback and getting messages from people. I'll read a few from time to time, but we love you guys. I want everybody to understand, we get every single message. I'm almost positive unless it goes into spam and I miss it or something, I respond back to every single one of them. We try to play as many of these on the show when you don't get us, but we'll play it. And always take your phone number out and stuff like that. Because some of you are like, Kevin, when you get a minute, give me a call, things like that. or, you know, if you want to talk about such and such. So I take your number out, but we will play those clips from time to time, and I'll answer your questions. So hopefully you'll continue to do that. Anyway, I'm talking about Cohen. He's going to be the undoing of Trump because he knows more about Trump than Ivana. He knows more about Trump than Melania, than Marla, than Ivanka, than Donald Jr., than Eric, than all of them. Your attorney knows all about you. As we say in the black community, he knows you're dirty. He knows your dirty. I'm not saying he knows you're dirty. He knows your dirty. He knows what your dirt is, what you are trying to do. And it doesn't mean you're dirty. It just say he knows the things that you don't necessarily want other people involved in. And that's not doesn't mean you're keeping a secret. It means that, you know, you have things that you don't want disclosed. Your business dealings, your methodology, things like that. Your intellectual property. And so they thought, the left were like, well, the bimbos will get Trump. They tried it pre-election. Then they did version 2.0 post-election and brought up Stormy Daniels. I slept with the president. You know, and it was funny. Michael Avenatti said, my client is a victim. And I was asking somebody the other day, I go, okay, so a woman sleeps with a billionaire. Can you imagine how she got his attention? Okay. And then he says, hey, well, listen, why don't you come back to the mansion and let's hang out a bit? And she's drinking $100, you know, $300 bottle of champagne or $500 liquor, this, that, or the other. Liquor, I don't even know her. Whatever. And she's wined and dined and, you know, in the lap of luxury, brought over in limos. Then, I'm just saying, let's take it out to its logical conclusion if indeed it happened. They have sex. She gets up, he sends a limo, takes her home, and, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, you got a memory, right? And then when the time comes where he says, hey, listen, I need you to sign this agreement that says you won't talk about this just because I want to be protected, and here's $150,000 for your troubles. I don't know what the going rate for call girls is, okay? You know, maybe somebody could call me and let a brother know. Here's what I do know. I can't afford it. I can't even afford the street level crack girl. You know what I'm saying? But what I will tell you is this. I don't think the going rate for a call girl is $150,000. And let's say that she and Donald did it twice. I don't think the going rate for call girls is $75,000. So the victim, the person that they're calling the victim in this, Stormy Daniels, slept with a billionaire, was treated like a queen for a day or two or whatever, got his attention enough to where if we take this thing out, you know, if we believe her, she gets his attention at some lavish deal, and he decides, hey, I'd love to try a porn star today. And he sleeps with her, gives her $150,000 to keep her mouth shut, and she's a victim. I'm going, since when is this victimhood? What kind of victim are you when you do something that, in theory, is pleasurable to you, and you get paid $150,000. I just want to say this, fellas, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. And ladies, earmuffs, I don't want you to listen to this. I'm just going to ask your guys. Ladies, look away. Okay, don't just leave this alone. Guys, let's say Madonna. I know. No, you don't have to tell me. But, okay, I won't mess with y'all. Let's say it's a high-level woman, Angelina Jolie. You're at a party. Angelina makes eye contact with you and says, I want you. Oh, producers are funny. Okay, so Angelina makes eye contact with you and she's like, I want you, Kevin Jackson. And you're not attached. Maybe you're even a porn star. Okay? And Angelina wants you. She's caught your action in a film. And she wants you. And you go back to her. She says, look, I'll send a limo to get you. You know, we'll go out. You know, I'll cater food for you. Whatever. So you go back to her place. And without the African kids, okay? and she's got Brad's taking care of the kids in another location. Angelina Jolie says, sleep with me. And you do. And after she says, okay, Kev, now listen. I understand, you know, that you might want to brag about this, but you can't talk about it. Here's $150,000. Thank you for your time. but you can't talk about it. Here's me on the radio. Now listen, I made 150 grand, and you will not believe how. I can't tell you the people. I can't the names and places and all that. I would never mention it. I don't care if Angelina became the king of Africa, the entire continent. I would never mention it. I would just say I had a great night, and thank you for my Porsche. Okay, that's what guys would do, but not Stormy. No. Anyway, it was almost like satire when the leftist clowns chose a porn star to be the poster child of the Me Too movement against Trump. You know, a woman who really does let men grab her by the and a whole lot more. Because, look, I don't want to get all into her business, but grabbing Stormy by anything is very tame. I don't know what moron came up with the bimbo strategy to get Trump, but when they picked a porn star, it was like, yeah, okay, guys, you're reaching to the bottom of the barrel. But this is about Cohen. Because Cohen was going to have all the answers for the Democrats. And they went as far, they got the FBI to raid this man's office of everything. All clients. Because if anybody had the goods on Donald Trump, it would be Cohen. It would be his attorney, right? No doubt. And then this shyster, because that's what I call it. He's a shyster. The reason why I say that, he then records his I don't know when he decided to do this, but he's recording conversations with, and I think he did it, and somebody has to look at the timeline on this, but when Trump became the candidate is when he started the recordings. And they were meant to be Trump's undoing. That's what's so bad. Now, laughingly, the tapes that were going to topple Trump ended up exonerating him because it was like in Al Capone's vault or Rachel Maddow when she did the Trump tax episode where they found out Trump had paid $28 million in taxes and Maddow was like, well, you know, they taxes. And it turned out Donald Trump, well, he paid his taxes, $28 million. And she'd rattle the papers and, you know, because she was going to prove that Donald Trump had never paid his taxes. What a scoundrel he is. But he had. So that's what this was. I listened to the tapes and it was Donald Trump going, I can't believe it. I mean, really? You know, it's awful. There was no, like, oh, okay, well, you know, this is going to be a problem for me. You know, that Stormy thing. And can we kill her? Donald Trump was like, look, he goes, this is so meaningless. This is just such a farce. He was acting like a dude who was outraged that they would dare imply that. He's like, dude, have you looked at my woman? Have you looked at Melania? Trump should have gone completely jungle. Anyway, Cohen ends up flailing in the wind, and Trump's still standing and looking at him going, what? Now what? What else you got? But Axis points out Cohen has one more thing he wanted to do. And here's what they write. Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney, who until June served as the Republican Party's deputy finance chair, today, get this, changed his party registration from Republican to Democrat. That was the thing. It was like, okay, I got these tapes. And I got all this paperwork on Donald Trump. I'll get him. And when nothing happens, he's like, okay, well, I'll change my party affiliation. That's what I'll do. That'll teach him. I love it. There is, look, Manafort, Cohen, all of them, they were supposed to break the back of Donald Trump. And it's been a laughing stock.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.